The vast majority of cows in Germany have their horns amputated, a procedure which is very painful for the animals, says organic farmer Susanne Schwärzler. She has taken up their cause, and she explained to Bilfinger Berger magazine just why cows have horns in the first place.
Wir heißen Familie Schwärzler, wir bewirtschaften einen kleinen Bauernhof.
We're the Schwärzler family, and we have a small farm about 800 meters up in the hills to the northwest of Kempten in the Allgäu region of Germany. We have 14 cows, 1 hectare of arable land and 16 hectares of grazing land. We also keep a variety of other animals, including goats, sheep, horses, geese, chickens and bees, so our farm is a complete living organism. The more rough forage that cows or cattle consume, the thicker, stronger and firmer their horns become. If they eat less rough stuff and more lush fodder, like Frisians that typically eat a lot of high-protein grass, their horns tend to be shorter and more compact and grow out sideways rather than upwards. The core of the horn is connected directly with the frontal bone. It's part of the skull. A lot of blood flows through the core. In fact, about two-thirds of the horn is supplied with blood. And since milk is derived from blood by a process of conversion in the udder, you might say that if the horns are amputated or sawn off, if the cow is dehorned, there's a change in the flow of energy in the cow's circulation, and this change in energy in turn affects the milk. As a member of the Demeter Organic Farming Association, Susanne Schwärzler leans towards the concept of anthroposophy. She's convinced that milk from dehorned cows is more likely to cause allergies in humans. Her farm is currently taking part in a study carried out by the University of Kassel, which aims to find out exactly whether milk from horned cows is healthier. The first results are expected early in 2009. This item was contributed by Uschi Entenmann to Bilfinger Berger magazine 2008.